This is Mental Wellness with licensed therapist Anne-Marie Matthewed. Mental Wellness provides general information regarding mental health. The information is not intended to create a doctor-patient relationship. You're encouraged to consult your own medical provider for advice that applies to your own mental health care. And now, Anne-Marie Matthewed on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Hello, this is Anne-Marie Matthewed, and I'm talking to you from WTIC News Talk 1080, and this is our mental wellness segment. I am a licensed marriage and family therapist, and I practice in Colchester with Colchester Counseling Associates, and we treat a variety of clients, adults, children, families, couples, that are having all different kinds of issues, and we do group therapy, individual therapy, family therapy, and we take most insurances. And our contact information is 860-537-5280. So welcome. Today we're going to be talking about going back to school. So it's that time of year again. I don't know where the summer went. And whether you are a parent or a student listening, hopefully you can get some good thinking going and from our chat today and preparing to go back to school. You know, going back to school can be a very stressful time for a lot of families. And, you know, many families have been just come back from vacation, and or maybe they went on one or two during the summer, maybe they just come back right before school starts. And that in and of itself can be stressful. You know, we can see a lot of sadness, increased anxiety, and in some cases we're overtired because we've had lack of a routine and lack of sleep. We're out having too much fun on vacation. So it can be really difficult getting back into work and back into your daily normal routines. And you could even have your mood be a little down when you're done with vacation. So when that happens right before school starts, it's a kind of an extra layer to deal with as you're preparing for school. And when you're going back to school, you can very quickly become overwhelmed. So hopefully some of the things we're going to talk about today will alleviate some of that. You know, some tips and tricks to make the transition better. And again, these are for parents also, as your routine has been different in the summer. Perhaps you had more help with your children, you hired some younger babysitters or mother's helpers, or maybe you let your children spend time with grandparents or other family members, things you don't necessarily get to do during the school year. Or perhaps you've had less help, and you've had to change your work hours and piece together help during the day, and you experienced the stress of them being home all day in an unstructured environment. And in some cases, if they're old enough, maybe your kids have been home alone for part of the day, entertaining themselves and possibly creating some messes that you've had to be cleaning up. So people can be stressed for different reasons around this topic. Some of the things that we all can do. So one of them is to acknowledge early the change that the family will be experiencing. You know, talk about it a few weeks before if possible, definitely before the day of, and create an opportunity for discussion about how everyone is feeling about going back to school. And I really like to focus on that word opportunity. With a lot of issues in our lives, we want to create opportunity to address those issues and talk about it. So for younger children, it can be, you know, feeling as the parent or the caregiver, maybe you have a partner you parent with, you would want to talk this out proactively. You know, are we going to have changes in our schedules that we need to discuss? Who's going to do the drop-off and pick-up from daycare or preschool? Your children may not at these ages be able to express any concern, but you can with whoever you're parenting with and try to get as mentally prepared as you can be. And maybe for your students that are a little older and they can talk, maybe they're worried about teachers. Maybe they're worried about their classes or making friends or seeing other kids in school that they may have had problems with. Maybe they're worried about managing their homework and their activities. And we're going to talk a little more about all of these ideas. But what we're first doing is creating opportunity for the family to talk, figure out what people are possibly worried or anxious about. And you create opportunity in different ways, right? You bring it up maybe at the dinner table, or if you're sitting around, if you have a pool or something, or you're at a town pool playing and you take a little lunch break, maybe you're at the playground and there's a picnic table. Create that space to start the discussion and try to start it as early as you can. So we want to talk about routines, who will be doing what, when, and how. You know, perhaps the summer has allowed you to leave behind some daily and weekly tasks that you usually do, but the school year will be a restart of those tasks. Talk with your family as to how the household tasks, the homework, the activities, how will they all be managed? The whole family participating in the discussion will lead to better functioning in the home once the school year begins. Because what we're trying to do is create what we call buy-in with your family members, right? This means everyone being on the same page, being invested in the process, and wanting good outcomes, much like you might experience if you are running a business or you're at work. It's really no different at home. If everyone is involved collaborating on a plan, even the kids, and especially if you have teens, you'll experience more success when you go to execute your home plan, we'll call it. Letting your kids pick what chores they like to do is helpful, for example, and that will create more buy-in. So this is Anne Marie Matthewd, and I'm talking to you from Colchester Counseling Associates. And I have been a licensed marriage and family therapist for about over 30 years here in the state of Connecticut. And we will be back after this short break. So hi again, this is Anne Marie Matthewd from Colchester Counseling Associates, and we're talking on our WTIC News Talk 1080 Mental Wellness segment. And we're talking about going back to school, ending those vacations and getting back into the school year, and how sometimes we can have some increased stress and the kids can have some anxiety and even the adults. And so trying to be proactive and talking about those things and seeing if we could alleviate some of the pressure folks might be feeling. So we mentioned talking about routines, and with that, we also want to talk about schedules, right? Bedtimes and wake times. And it's really great with young children and teens if you can start to make that new sleep schedule happen before school starts. Children in elementary school ages seem to adjust easier than the little children and the teens. Those in between do tend to adjust a little easier. High schoolers, especially if your school has them coming in very early, like some do, they most likely have been up late every night and up late in the morning, especially during the summer. So this can be a big transition for this age group, and that can lead to being overtired those first few weeks at school in those early classes. And this can get them off to a rocky start. So suggesting that they at least a little bit tweak their wake hours to going to bed even a little bit earlier and getting up even a little bit earlier will go a long way. Now, of course, most of the teenagers are not going to do this, and they're just going to suffer through September. But you can try. You can try. No harm in trying. If you have school handbooks or other materials you get before school, review them with your student. Otherwise, everyone might not be on the same page. You all may not have the same info as you go into the start of the school year, and that can lead to miscommunication. It can lead to expectations people have that they're not saying. It can lead to assumptions. Remember, we've talked about assumptions and expectations that we don't say out loud can get us into trouble in life in a lot of ways. So review all that information together. Let's talk a little more about dealing with anxiety and school jitters, as I'm going to call it. You know, some students of any age get very anxious as the start of school approaches, and not all kids are good at expressing this verbally, so you may notice this through their behavior, such as being more irritable, being more physically tired, changing their eating habits, complaining about headaches or other ailments. Ask your child how they're feeling about the start of school, because they may not verbalize it. They may act it out, though. So watch for some of those things. If they are worried or anxious, see if you can get them to open up and share their fears. What worries them most about school? What excites them most about school? Try to talk about both the positive and the negative. And this way you can cover all the feelings they have regarding the new school year. And if needed, you could help them problem solve. Maybe they're nervous about where they'll sit at the lunch table, for instance. Help them make a strategy. Things like maybe you can ask a friend or someone you see in your class right before lunch if they would like to sit together at lunch. Maybe you can ask your teacher for help. Teachers tend to know how to solve these things, which kids might be more open and accepting to having someone sit with them, which kids also need someone to sit with. The teachers tend to know their classroom, so they know the kids' personalities, and they know which kids are probably approachable or maybe also need a friend at lunch. So utilize your teachers. Whatever they say they're worried about, you can most likely offer several solutions because you've probably been there yourself. And if you can't, you can always communicate with your student's teacher, guidance department, even the school social worker before school even starts to let them know of your conversation with your child and get their input. This is also a great way to build relationships with your child's school. You know, I can't impress upon you enough how important it is to have a good relationship with your child's school. It makes all the difference in their education. Be an involved parent. Ask questions, go to meetings, read materials, and utilize the resources that you have in the school. And this will help your child be as successful as they can be. We want to talk about setting goals and expectations. What do you expect from your student once school begins? Do you expect them to complete all their homework before they watch TV or play video games? Do you expect them to tell you the same day if they've had a problem at school? Do you expect them to get themselves ready in the morning or to put out their school clothes the night before? What kinds of things do you expect that you think are going to run your home the best? Well, what we want to do is communicate these expectations. Don't assume that they know them from last year. You know, every year is a new year. So communicate. Again, we want to attend open houses and orientation days. They are important. People put a lot of time and effort into these, usually in the evening, and the teachers want to see you. They want to know who the child is surrounded by when they're not in school. And this, again, creates the relationship with the school, and you never know when you might need it. There could be a problem at school with your child, and if you already have a relationship, that will go a lot better. Introduce yourself to your child's teacher when you do go to those meetings. A face to a name and knowing a child's parents or caregivers does make a difference to most teachers. And if you can, offer to help the teacher. This can also go a long way and also presents to your child your involvement in their education, how important it is, and it creates a sense of community in the school. The more hands, the better when it comes to educating our kids these days. Well, we can't forget about talking about getting necessary supplies. Those school supply lists, holy cow, they can just be a lot sometimes. So where is that list? Do you have it yet? Does the school have it yet? Get your hands on that. It's ideal not to wait until school starts to try to run around and get all these items your child needs. Most schools will send you a list, so hopefully you can get this done before the first day, because it's one less thing to do during the first week of school. If you can't or you don't know what they need, then just pre-plan some time that first week or maybe the first weekend after school starts. You know, put it in your calendar and plan to get the items that you need. When you have older children, you know, you can teach them a lot about getting these supplies, what they cost. You know, nowadays they can order things on Amazon, but it'll give them a responsibility, right? It'll give them an idea of what they have to get, and they can get organized. So make them part of the process. And for younger students, you know, when you go into most stores now, Walmart, Target, wherever you're shopping, everything is laid out. So you can even bring younger children, have them help pick out their notebooks or pick out their crayons or pens or whatever they need. And this right off the bat creates much more investment in their education. So it's great to be thoughtful about what do we need to do as a family to prepare for school. What are my child's needs? Were there any needs I noticed last year? When I think about last year, was there something I wish I did differently? That's always great information for you. Take a moment to reflect on how did the last school year go? What kind of changes might be good to put in place? And every family is different and every child is different. So, and it might not even be the same for each child in your house. Think about them separately. And then how about you as a parent or a caregiver? What do you need to get as less stressed out as you can during the school year and help your child be really successful? What kinds of things would help you? You know, when you think about the last school year, how did it go with the number of activities that they did? Did they do too many activities? Did they not do enough activities? You know, how did it go with getting them to and fro everywhere? That would be something to reflect on. Sometimes we can overextend ourselves. Sometimes we don't extend enough. We let our child be sort of comfortable not doing a lot of social things. And maybe they need a little bit of a push to go out and try something new this year. Or maybe they need to take something off their plate this year. If you have a high schooler, for example, and it's junior year, that's a really big year, right? If you're planning on going to college after, that's pretty much the end of the schooling when you then start applying. And yes, they see grades senior year, but a lot of decisions are made through junior year. So that's going to be a year that your schoolwork and your homework really has to take precedence. So is that in place? And even where your children will do their homework, where is the physical space in your home where a student of any age is going to work on their homework? That's really important. So talk about that with your family. Again, create opportunity, even if you go out for an ice cream or take a walk and just start the conversation. Most kids really will participate because they do have a lot on their mind when it comes to school. So I wish everyone a wonderful start to the school year. We had a previous talk about college freshmen going off, so they are probably leaving soon, if not already, and the rest of you mostly will be starting probably before Labor Day. So I hope everybody gets off to a great start. This is Anne-Marie Matthewd. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist. talking to you from Colchester Counseling Associates. We provide services in office and also via telehealth from the comfort of your own home. And our contact information is 860-537-5280. And this is WTIC News Talk 1080 Mental Wellness. And thanks for listening.
This has been Mental Wellness with Anne-Marie Matthewed. Be sure to tune in 2 weeks for the next Mental Wellness on WTIC News Talk 1080. Till then, stay well.